tuning in to hour number two. The war of words is hard to figure out some days. That's why I'm here to help you out. Here to help you through the war of words. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, December the 20th, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the year-end report on the economy has once again blown away all expectations. Employment is up. Wages are up. And people are feeling pretty good about how things are going. How about you? Number two, the support for impeachment continues to evaporate. Independents are over it. Swing states are over it. In fact, it seems America is over it. It seems like impeaching the president was a pretty meaningless exercise. And number one, has Nancy Pelosi gotten cold feet? Or does she really think she can dictate to Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans how things are going to be from here? The impeachment passed only by Democrats, of course. And now they're saying they're going to hold on to it until further notice. I guess they can do that for now, unless the Senate changes its rules, because the Senate says when the House sends over managers for an impeachment, they'll pick it up from there. If the House at this point doesn't send managers, well, then nothing would happen. And in effect, no impeachment has ever occurred. In fact, one of the top impeachment witnesses for the Democrats, Noah Feldman, was one of those professor types that was out there during the impeachment wrap-up saying, this is why it's impeachable. He was one of the guys out there with Jonathan Turley, who lost his mind. But he says Democrats have not impeached Donald Trump until it goes to the United States Senate. Said it is an incomplete pass at this point. Noah Feldman, one of the Democrat cheerleader professors, says it's an incomplete pass. It's not an impeachment. If Nancy Pelosi intends to hang on to it and not send it over, it's not complete. In fact, I want to go to bite number 12. Bite number 12. Talking about this is James Clyburn of South Carolina. He says he'd hold it forever. Now, how does this make sense? Listen to it. It's bite number 12. Go.
And until we can get some assurances from the majority leader that he is going to allow for a fair and impartial trial to take place, we would be crazy to walk in there knowing he set up a kangaroo court.
How long are you willing to wait?
As long as it takes. Even if he doesn't come around to committing to a fair trial, keep those articles here. So keep it as long as it takes. If you know and he's told you what he's going to do, it's almost like let's give him a fair trial and hang him. I mean, it's the verse of that.
All right, so give him a fair trial and hang him. I think that's what the Democrats did to President Trump, if I'm not mistaken. But the Democrats are demanding impartiality. This, of course, from the same group of clowns that were voting for impeachment before the Mueller report was concluded. The same clowns that have been calling for impeachment since the Atlantic article on December the 15th, 2016, before the president even took the oath of office. The same clowns have been calling for impeachment basically from day one, saying they have to demand an impartial process by the Senate Republicans. How about this? Pound sand. Seriously, go pound sand. You've got nothing. It's the thinnest, weakest, most absurd impeachment proceeding in my lifetime, your lifetime, anybody's lifetime. And Nancy Pelosi yesterday refusing to answer questions about it. Yeah, she didn't want to say anything about it. Spends 2.5 years doing all of this. Finally gets her impeachment, even though she was smart enough originally to say we shouldn't do this. You're right, Nancy, you shouldn't have. But she gets all upset when people start asking her questions about the 2.5 year process of impeachment and finally getting there and what happens next. And are you going to send the articles of impeachment over to the U.S. Senate, or are you just going to hold on to them and say, ha ha, we got our impeachment. It's meaningless, Nancy. And, well, frankly, sorry, it's bite seven with Nancy Pelosi. Bite seven. Go.
You run the risk that the Republicans have said of looking like you're playing games with impeachment if you hold on to these articles for too long.
I said what I was going to say, Nancy. When we bring the bill, which is, just so you know, there's a bill made in order by the Rules Committee that we can call up at any time in order to send it over to the Senate and to have the provisions in there to pay for the impeachment. And then the next step, in the whatever you want to call it, the trial. That is where you put the managers. I was not prepared to put the managers and that bill yet because we don't know the arena that we are in. Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say. Any other questions? Not on this subject. I've said this is it.
It's all I've talked about for all this time, and I refuse any more questions. I don't care what the Republicans. Was she semi-incoherent there, or is it just me? Hard to follow. Semi-incoherent. Was Nancy there? I think so. Tough to follow. Tough to figure out. The bottom line is this. Nancy Pelosi oversaw a fake impeachment. An impeachment based on the fact they don't like Donald Trump. They never came up with an actual crime. There is no misdemeanor. There is no high crime. There's no definable crime at all. Go ahead. Punch obstruction of Congress into your computer. See what crime it is. It's not. Abuse of power. Punch that in and see what comes back on your search engine. Nothing will come back because these are not crimes. They're not high crimes or misdemeanors. They tried to sell bribery for a while. Of course, it went nowhere because there was no bribery. There was no quid pro quo. There was no obstruction of justice. There was no collusion with Russia. There was nothing at any turn in any of this except they don't like Donald Trump and the way he conducts himself. They don't like the way he calls people names and bullies people around. They don't like his hair or his suit or his tie that's too long. They like none of these things about Donald Trump. They don't like anything about the man. But guess what? Having a personality that turns you off is not an impeachable offense. Okay, glad we covered that. Let's see here. By the way, Mitch McConnell, in response to Nancy Pelosi, in response to her demands, had a couple of things to say. Let's go to bite number three with Mitch McConnell. Bite number three. Go.
This wasn't just a few people. Scores of Democrats voted to move forward with impeachment on three of those prior occasions. So let's be clear. The House's vote yesterday was not some neutral judgment that Democrats came to with great reluctance. It was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade that began before President Trump was even nominated, let alone sworn in. For the very first time in modern history, we've seen a political faction in Congress promise from the moment a president election ended, that they would find some way to overturn it.
That was the whole plan. But it didn't work. You know why? Because I woke up today, and I just want to point this out to anybody who's left of center, never Trumper, whoever you might be. And that's fine if you are. I have no issue with that. You can subscribe to any political point of view you want. But I want you to be clear on one thing, that this morning, when the sun comes up, Donald Trump is still your president. Congratulations. You're an American. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Back after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, We put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.